I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Another week, another failed ceasefire between Armenia and Azerbaijan in the Southern Caucasus. Eric Mock of Slavic Gospel Association says refugees pour out of the war zone in both countries as the fighting resumes.
Most families, what has happened is the women and the children have fled as refugees, and the husbands instead have gone to the front line. In fact, one person writes that their uncle's son joined the army to complete their service, but he was listed on the list of names who were killed this week. And another man who used to be a restaurant manager is now on the front line fighting and didn't know if he would ever see his family again.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And minutes after an explosion ripped through Beirut on August 4, the first reports came in the grain supply was on fire. Lebanon was already in a financial crisis. The damaged grain silos promised an even more difficult future. Pierre Husney says Horizons International is helping Lebanese get food in this desperate time, but they also have a long-term plan.
We're acquiring a piece of land so that we can start producing food locally and use that for charitable purposes, and then also just provide people with a gainful employment of being able to work in the land. So most of the people that work the land right now in that area are really being taken advantage of.
Please pray the farm will feed many Lebanese and pray that many would find the imperishable hope and love of Christ during this time of crisis. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. 2020 has been a volatile year. Your continued support of MNN helps us keep bringing stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Consider giving today. Look for the Support MNN tab at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.